Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. It's the first of the month, time for our regular visit with the folks from Sauce Magazine as they take a look at what they feel are the must-try new restaurants in the St. Louis area. Joining me in studio are Sauce Magazine's managing editors, Catherine Cleaney and Heather Hughes. Hi again. Nice
hey, Don.
To see you.
Hello.
Well, you've got a full list this time, don't you? Let's get started because time is limited. Go ahead, Heather. You're up first, I believe.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about one of our new favorites, St. Louis Soup Dumplings in University City on Olive. This is owned by Lawrence Chen and Emily Yang, the couple who own Private Kitchen. So we knew that these soup dumplings were going to be good. If anyone's been to Private Kitchen, they know the same. It's a pretty bare bones place, really cute, minimal design with like a fun orange mural on the wall. And then basically it's just a few tables and chairs. The menu is just soup dumplings. They have a handful of varieties, chicken, pork, beef, crab and pork, which is really good. And when you get there, you just order at the at the counter, pick your dumplings, and then they bring out a complimentary bowl of soup, which is basically just broth, and then your soup dumplings come. It is really simple, but everything they do really, really well. The soup dumplings are these round dumplings filled with broth and a little meatball, and you're supposed to scoop them into your spoon, break them open, sip the broth out, and then eat the rest.
A little bit of ritual involved, eh?
Yeah, it's fun. It's a little project. The dumplings come out in these big steam baskets. You can open it up and get a facial.
It's quite a presentation.
You're not going to take a crack at the real name of these dumplings.
Xiao Long Bao is what they're called, but I do not trust my accent at all.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Catherine, what have you got?
Sure. So Black Market Eats has recently opened, and this is a restaurant that is really sort of capitalizing on the coastal trend of poke bowls and sushi burritos. We've seen these on the coast for years, and there was a food truck that was briefly dedicated to sushi burritos here, but that one closed. So we're finally getting a place, a brick and mortar that's purely dedicated to this cuisine. So basically you go in and each menu item can be made as a burrito-sized sushi roll wrapped in nori or a bowl with seasoned rice or greens. And you can there's different options. So you can pick from, say, ahi tuna or chicken or salmon. There's lots of different combinations that you can pick. First timer should try the OG Fire. So this comes with your choice of raw spicy salmon or tuna, Persian cucumbers, crispy shallots, tempura crunchies, masago, which is those little orange eggs that come on top of sushi, jalapeno, and a creamy, slightly spicy sauce. And you can get that wrapped up or in a bowl, depending on your preference. People who may not be as keen on raw fish, lox lovers shouldn't miss the Swedish fish, which is Scandinavian cured salmon that they do in-house. And it is really good. The texture was really, really fun there. And served with a tangy, lemony yuzu gold sauce, a little bit of dill. So that's a nice different take. Or you can order there's a few that are available as nachos. So you can order these Soul Delicious Nachos, which are these sticky glazed chicken bites atop house wonton chips with greens, kimchi slaw, carrots, house-made pickles, crispy shallots, more tempura crunchies, and a gochujang mayo. And Heather can attest, the chips are freakishly addictive.
I was going to say, you will not be able to stop eating them. They're so good.
They are available anyway. As a side if you just decide that that's your go-to. It's very rapid assembly line service. The space is small, only like six seats. The whole idea is you go in, order quick, grab and go. They're going to be offering delivery soon, so it's definitely a great fast lunch option if you don't have a lot of time. And this is open on a 9 South Vandeventer, so right behind SLU near the IKEA, right there on Vandeventer.
This delivery thing is really catching on. It seems to me more and more we're hearing about that lately.
Mm-hmm. I love that because I think people have it in their heads that the only thing you can get delivered is pizza. And there's so many more options now, especially with mobile phone apps like Skip the Dishes. Uber Eats just launched in St. Louis. There's a lot of great options for people to get delivery to their door now.
The technology is changing everything.
Exactly.
Heather, what's up for you?
I am going to talk about a couple classy places that have opened in Clayton. The first is called Extra Brut. It is a champagne and oyster bar. Before I went, I told my friend I was going to go. I couldn't wait to find out if it was good. And he was like, what are you talking about? It's champagne and oysters. It's good. You don't, like, there's nothing to know. It's going to be good. This one is only open Friday and Saturday nights. This space can be rented for private events otherwise. And there's no sign out front. You just kind of have to look for the door. It's to the left of Louis Wine Dive, which is a sister restaurant. You walk down this long, low-lit hallway to a host stand, and then you literally walk through a door marked private. So it feels
like you're doing the
special.
Wrong thing.
Yeah, it feels like you're in the know to go to this place. And you go in, and the bars feel swanky. It's very low lit. There's candles out on every table, and it's basically just oysters and champagne. They have a great international sparkling wine list, so it's not just technically champagne. When I was there, I got a Slovenian wine called Rubella, which I highly recommend. It's kind of different. It has some savory notes in it, which were really fun with the oysters. They have a raw bar with a rotating menu that they get shipped in every week. When I was there, it was mostly Northeastern stuff, which were really good. And then they also have a short charbroiled menu with like oysters Rockefeller. And I tried the oysters Bienville, which were excellent, shockingly rich, really earthy tasting. They're baked with a bechamel sauce, and they have cremini mushrooms. That flavor was really strong. They were great. Otherwise, it's just a few snacks and the champagne. It's so good.
So if you're looking for an aphrodisiac, this is the place.
So. Can hit most of those things.
Sounds most interesting indeed.
It was a fun evening. And then the last place we were going to talk about is also very classy and in Clayton. It's the Capitol Grill Steakhouse. And this place feels exactly like what a steakhouse should feel like. The decor is very luxe. The service was impeccable. Everyone wears those little button-up coats. And they have really great steak and really great seafood. That's the thing. I think steakhouses are always expensive, but not all of them feel expensive or seem worth the price. And this, everything I got, like the fish, I tried this halibut with sake braised mushrooms and miso butter. And the fish was just perfect. It fell into flakes. It was really savory and rich with the sauce. Everything was really well done. The mashed potatoes were creamy and whipped. And then the steak was just perfect. We got a Kansas City strip that was bone-in, dry-aged, perfectly tender, perfectly pink all the way through. And again, the service was impeccable.
You don't hear much about steakhouses anymore. There's such a wide variety in restaurants, and as indicated by the first couple of places that you mentioned.
For sure. I think the trend has been fast casual in dining. Mm-hmm. It's been much more like Black Market Eats and Soup Dumplings, like we were talking about, where you go in and you grab and go, or grab a quick bite, order at the counter. But there is still a place for fine dining and special occasions, and particularly steakhouses. And when they live up to the price tag that you expect, like Heather was saying, that makes it worth it.
Yeah, I think that's right. The newer, trendier restaurants, you don't see a lot of steakhouses opening as much. And so they're sort of relying on the name and the tradition and people already knowing and loving them. So it's nice to see one opening that's like as good as
sure.
it should be.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, well, we've got more places to open soon.
Coming soon,
yes. Yes.
So we just found out yesterday that Gorilla Street Food will be opening its second brick-and-mortar location on the Loop. So this is a Filipino restaurant that started as a food truck in 2011. Owners Brian Hardesty and Joel Crespo launched it. And since that time, they've really expanded their business, especially in the last 2 years. They have a brick-and-mortar location just off of South Grand. They run the kitchens at Second Shift Brewing's tasting room, and soon to open the Tropical Liqueurs in the Grove. And now they're going to open their next brick and mortar on the Loop at 6120 Del Mar, which is sort of in the former Pita Pit location, sort of across the street and catty corner to the Pageant. So there's going to be a great opportunity for Filipino food late night eats. So we're looking for that. They're hoping to open before the end of the year, which could be really great.
If I can interrupt, it's sure. Gorilla as in a fighter,
yes.
as opposed
yes,
to the animal,
is.
By the way.
Yes, it is. Gorilla street food.
Okay.
And then Thai Table is another one we're keeping an eye on. Downtown Maplewood will soon have its first Thai restaurant. This is scheduled to open January 2018 at 7403 Manchester Road, so just past that Manchester and Sutton intersection. And this is also a sort of a second location for a current restaurateur, co-owner Somying Fox, who also owns Basil Spice Thai Cuisine on South Grand, and the Blue Pearl on Cherokee, will be opening this restaurant with Nathany Hughes, who's going to be the executive chef. And I think she's focusing more on a northern Thai cuisine, so it'll be a little different than Basil Spice. It's not just Basil Spice 2. And then the final location, Squatters Cafe. Chef Rob Conley will be opening this breakfast and lunch spot in the KDHX building, so right around the corner from you guys, in Grand Center, next Monday, actually. This restaurant is going to take the place of KDHX's Magnolia Cafe. Conley is a St. Louis native and James Beard semifinalist for Best Chef Southwest in 2014. This is going to feature a lot of house-made, locally sourced ingredients and is going to be a great sort of preview spot for what Chef can do before he opens his bigger, more fine dining restaurant, Bull Rush, later next year.
It's always great to see things happening in Maplewood. It wasn't too long ago that city was really kind of on the outs.
Absolutely. That entire stretch of Manchester and Sutton has just exploded with some of the best restaurants around and businesses. It's been fun to watch.
We only have a few seconds left. I'm just curious, do restaurants change their menu at this time of year because the weather is changing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. You're going to see a lot of debuts of fall and winter menus right around this time. The summer produce is sort of on the downslope, and we're going to see a lot more braised and roasted meats, squashes, things like that. I think we'll definitely see a lot more of as we head into the winter weather, stuff that's going to warm you up when you come in.
We're getting there. We're getting there, aren't we? Today feels a little wintry to me. Catherine Clandy and Heather Hughes, thank you so much for being with us. Great to see you guys again, and we'll see you soon.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Right.
Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.